in school, everybody pitched in, and they had a lot more school spirit, I think, than they have now. That was your social life, was the
school sports.
Sports Day was probably one of the biggest events of our lives. You know, you just it was in New Westminster and at the arena, you know, there, and just everybody went. Whereas now my children are in school in Burnaby, and if they don't get a certain percentage attending next year, it's going to be called off. They're not going to get the day off to go to Sports Day.
Really?
Yeah. But you did. You supported your team. There were a lot of school activities that you went to.
And there were a lot of concerts. We went to concerts quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of concerts? At the school? Or?
They had school concerts.
Yeah. Well, we also belonged to a band in those days.
Ah.
And so there were band concerts.
The price of their first instrument was sent out from England by their auntie. She sent the money to buy the instrument.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We shared it. It was a trumpet.
You shared an instrument.
And after they were through with them, well, it isn't too many years since they asked for instruments at South Burnaby High, so we sent them over there so that somebody else could get the benefit of an instrument to learn on.
Actually, that the band was a good thing for kids then, because there wasn't too much to do.
Yeah.
And the bandmaster arranged trips down to Seattle and Everett, and you had to earn your own money to go. But we all went down in a bus, and we were all supervised, and it was a nice social event. We had to make our money by picking blackberries, which there were so many bushes around that there were a lot of blackberries. The little tiny wee wild ones, not the bigger
Himalaya
berry is what they have now, but these were little ones. And if you got up and went out picking them on the stumps and the sides of the bushes and stuff, you could pick about 10 pounds in a day, and you get 10 cents a pound from my mother's friends who made everything out of them. And it took us, you know, that day, but we did get the spending money, and that way we could go on trips. Mm-hmm. My sister hated it. She didn't like the snakes.
No, or the mosquitoes.
Yeah, your arms would get scratched right up picking them, and your hands would get all stained with the blackberry stain, but you still got the money to go on the trips with.
Well, were most of the kids in the band?
There were a lot of them around here, weren't there, Mom? The Careys behind, they had two boys.
Molly Sellers.
Yeah, but there were a lot of the kids that we still know were in that band.
Hmm.
And actually, when we got to school, high school, that was in 1936, we had been playing in a local band by the conductor was a Mr. Jordan. And then when we got up into high school, and I guess even just about before then, there was a Mr. Olson, a conductor. As a matter of fact, his son has the Beefeater band, Gordy. And we went in that band. And so that entailed going over to Fraser and 49th for your band practices. But then when we got into high school, and we were still in the band a bit, we got more interested in going ice skating.
And boys.
And I guess boys. And Mr. Olson asked us why we had missed a band practice, and we said we had gone ice skating. And he said, well, if ice skating is more important than the band, you'd better quit. So we quit. That was the end of our band era.
Did you play any other instrument?
No, I just played the trumpet. My sister played the baritone. And, at one time we had a taste of piano lessons without a piano. It was done on a paper keyboard, and you sang the notes, so you were never off. You never hit the wrong note that way.
Did you make the paper keyboard?
No, it was a manufactured one. It was actually, it folded in half, and it was the size of an actual keyboard.
Oh.
And you just plunked your fingers on the supposed right ones. You got the fingering of it, but you sang the notes. There were lots of us did that in those days.
Did you ever use a real piano?
I can't play the real piano because in a band you only had to play one note, and I could never get my hands working when playing two or more notes at the same time.
We had an old player piano. I don't know what year we got it. Things must have been looking up when we got it. And we had lots of fun. Oh, you would be teenagers by then.
I was still in the 30s. And
we had lots of nice kids' parties here with the player piano and the old rolls.
Oh, yeah.
And they would clear out the dining room and put the stuff, the furniture, and they would dance around when the jitterbug area was on.
That was probably after the time when we rented the hall over on Royal Oak.
Mm-hmm.
With there being so few people around, you knew people for miles around in this area. And at that time, the boys used to rent the hall and from the church over on Royal Oak. And then we knew a fellow that had a three-piece orchestra. He played the piano and probably a drum and something or other else. And the girls looked after the sandwiches. And you could phone up the Coca-Cola company in those days when you were having a party, and they'd send out free Coke. They'd ask how many were going to be there, and we'd tell them they'd send out free Coke. And there was a donut company, must have just been starting about that time, and they supplied us with free donuts. So it really wasn't a terribly expensive evening. It had to be finished by midnight, and those were the only parties we were allowed to go to because they weren't public. Or my mom and dad didn't consider them public, so that was sort of our social way. And then I guess that developed into some that you liked better than others were our immediate, we called it a gang, and I guess we were a gang, and they would come here and ended up coming here nearly every Saturday night. We still see them now. And amazingly enough, of that gang, some of us were in grade one together. We were visiting my grade one friend the other night. We still see one another, and goodness knows how long ago was that.
They've stayed together all through school and high school.
Through
I think that's
years,
pretty wonderful,
see?
Really.
Yeah. Our best girlfriends are still our best friends that we met in the 30s, 1935-36. Some from before that are still around, but we don't see them. One of them had a dairy farm down the, a goat farm, Shirley Goat Farms. The Morrisons owned it. But I think isn't that still in business?
Doubt it.